Brooklands Radio Surrey News Review for Friday the 15th of July. I'm Graham Laycock, taking a look at this week's local news stories in Surrey from the Surrey Advertiser and Surrey Live. First, a look at this week's headlines. Knaphill flat fire, a man airlifted to hospital, a blaze at Hankley Common, and stagecoach buses reduce services in Woking and Guildford due to driver shortage. A man has been airlifted to hospital following a ground floor flat fire which saw emergency services descend onto a road in Knaphill. A large presence of emergency services, including police cars, ambulances and fire engines, attended the incident in Raglan Road on Thursday. An investigation into the cause of the fire is still being conducted by Surrey Fire and Rescue, who said they were called to a flat in the road between Victoria Road and William Russell Court at 9:35 a.m. and were quickly followed by Surrey Police and the South East Coast Ambulance Service. A casualty was taken from the scene and airlifted to a London hospital with his condition described as serious. Surrey Police has launched an appeal for witnesses, urging anyone who saw anything to come forward. They added the scene is now under control, but the affected stretch of Raglan Road up to the junction with Inkerman Way was remaining closed. Detective Sergeant Steve Bollard said, "We are currently investigating the cause of the fire. The officers remain at the scene. If anyone was in the area at the time and has any information or dashcam footage, we'd ask them to get in touch with us." Meanwhile, a spokesman for the fire service said, "We received the call at 9:35 a.m. with a report of a fire in Raglan Road. In Woking, five fire engines were sent, the first arriving at the scene at 9:45 a.m. The fire had broken out in a lower floor of a domestic building and crews remained at the scene tackling the fire. Meanwhile, ambulance teams were also called to the scene to help following the fire and police attending the scene. Fire crews were still tackling a fire at Hankley Common on Thursday morning, almost 24 hours after it first broke out. The blaze, which was first reported around 3:35 p.m. on Wednesday, was reportedly covered an area of approximately 10 hectares, the equivalent to about 25 football pitches. A Surrey Fire and Rescue Service spokesman said two fire engines were sent within the first hour, with further crews arriving throughout the incident along with specialist vehicles, appliances and support from West Sussex Fire and Rescue Service, and crews were remaining at the scene to tackle the fire. The Hankley Common blaze appears to have broken out about an hour after another wildfire began just a few miles away at Frensham Little Pond. That fire only covered about 1 hectare and was quickly tackled by fire crews, or they remained at the site overnight too, and were still damping down hot spots on Thursday morning. And on Tuesday, Waverley Borough Council warned people against lighting barbecues or starting fires when visiting the area, warning they can cause devastating fires such as the ones seen recently on Ash Ranges and at Bisley, and that there is currently a very high fire risk in the southeast. Hankley Common has regularly been used in a filming location in recent years, including the Marvel blockbuster Black Widow, award-winning war film 1917, and as the site of James Bond's ancestral Scottish mansion in Skyfall. Earlier this year, more film crews were spotted in the area, with rumours swirling they were working on a new Ridley Scott movie about the life of Napoleon. Residents of Guildford, Woking and surrounding areas will have to cope with fewer buses in the coming weeks after bus operator Stagecoach announced that the frequency of its services is being reduced. The company had said that the changes were necessary while it deals with staff shortages. Starting immediately, Guildford routes 1 and 2 are running a Saturday timetable on weekdays. This means that those routes which run between Bushy Hill, Manor Park and Stoughton are now running every 30 minutes until further notice. Meanwhile, the 91 service in Woking to Knaphill will reduce to running every 15 minutes on Monday to Saturday, starting on July the 25th. Sunday timetables are unaffected. The news of further cancellations comes after residents in surrounding areas have made several complaints about the reliability of bus services. Last month, a resident nearby Chiddingfold told Surrey Herald Live that the service was diabolical and the bane of their lives. A Stagecoach spokesman said, "As with many industries across the country, we're continuing to face a short-term staffing situation that's out of our control due to the ongoing effects of the pandemic. As a result, this is having an impact on our bus services in Guildford. Our team are working incredibly hard given the current circumstances to ensure the vast majority of local services are running, and we are also taking proactive steps to alleviate the situation by recruiting new drivers and are focused on getting our new team members through our training program and on the road as soon as we possibly can. Surrey County Council confirmed the timetable changes announced this week followed conversations between Stagecoach and the council, and that none of the changes affected council-funded routes. The changes are intended to be part of a short-term plan to improve the reliability of the service. The longer-term plan is to recruit and train new drivers, which takes at least 3 months, said a council spokesperson. We're also continuing to significantly invest in bus travel, including £32.3 million in zero and low-emission buses, £6.3 million for community transport vehicles, and £9 million for bus priority measures to help buses arrive on time, and a further £1.4 million to improve the real-time passenger information system. Councillor Will Forster is the leader of the opposition, the Liberal Democrats groups, on the council. He told Surrey Live the Conservative-led administration needs to do more to address the problem in case the shortage of bus drivers continues to be an issue in the future. He said Surrey County Council has a role to play in supporting the bus network and is relying on providers such as Stagecoach to provide a level of service that will persuade residents in Surrey to abandon their cars in favour of public transport in a bid to cut harmful emissions from private vehicles. These reductions in bus services are happening at a time when Surrey County Council is launching its new local travel plan with the emphasis on walking, cycling and public transport. It needs to take a more proactive approach in helping to tackle what is likely to be the long-term issue. Families hoping to cool off in hot weather will have to wait a bit longer as Guildford Paddling Pool is still not ready to open. The Stoke Park Pool had been closed since June the 2nd over safety issues after a new £140,000 pool was deemed too slippery by families. Temperatures are set to continue to rise over the weekend with an extreme heat weather warning in place for Sunday, July the 17th to Tuesday, July the 19th. The Met Office is forecasting highs of 27 degrees on Sunday, 32 on Monday and 34 on Tuesday in the town. Guildford Borough Council had hoped to finish the works in 3 weeks, but the council bosses have now confirmed people will need to wait a bit longer. And while work on the surface has been completed, it now needs to be refilled with water. Councillor James Steele, lead councillor for the environment, apologised for the delay but could not confirm an exact opening date for the pool. As well as refilling the pool, things like water testing needed to be completed before children could be let in once more. He said, "We're very sorry the paddling pool at Stoke Park is currently closed. We know people are looking forward to enjoying this wonderful facility, but safety for people using the paddling pool is our top priority. We recently undertook remedial work to the paddling pool. We have on Wednesday received confirmation that the work has passed the necessary slip resistance tests and we're now progressing to the next stage of refilling the pool and water testing. We will reopen the pool as soon as it's completely safe to do so. We will share a date for the pool's reopening as soon as possible." A man has been arrested on suspicion of indecent behaviour in Guildford on Thursday. Police took the unnamed man into custody after receiving reports a male was touching himself in public. Officers say 4 reports are made about the male's behaviour at Stoughton Recreation Ground and Rides Hill Common. A 28-year-old man has since been released on police bail. Police in Guildford have assured the public that he is on strict bail conditions, one of which is not to go to the Stoughton area during the police investigation. Guildford Beat of Surrey Police tweeted, "A 28-year-old man has been arrested after receiving 4 reports of a man in public around Stoughton Recreation Ground and Rides Hill Common. He has been released on police bail under strict conditions not to enter the Stoughton area whilst our investigation continues." Cigarettes around £1,000 have been stolen in a burglary at a Hersham post office. It happened at the site on Molesey Road in the early hours of July the 14th. The suspect smashed the front window of the building at around 2:45 a.m. before fleeing the scene with cigarettes. The suspect was dressed in all black, possibly with her face covered, and fled in the direction of Thrupp's Lane. Officers attended the scene shortly after the incident and have remained in the area throughout the day carrying out inquiries. And Surrey Police said, "We'd like to speak to anyone who may have doorbell or CCTV footage of the area at the time of the burglary, as well as anyone who may have been approached to buy cigarettes today. Officers will remain in the area carrying out patrols and carrying out inquiries. If you have any concerns, please get in touch with us or approach an officer. So anyone with information, please contact Surrey Police on 101, or alternatively, you can contact Crime Stoppers anonymously on 0800 555 111. London Mayor Sadiq Khan will be asked by Elmbridge Borough Council to delay expanding the city's ultra-low emission zone in order to do more research by Transport for London. It's consulting on making the zone London-wide from August 2023, moving it right up to the Elmbridge, which borders the London boroughs of Richmond and Kingston. Any vehicle not complying with the minimum nitrogen dioxide emission standards has to pay £12.50 a day to drive inside the zone, with a £180 penalty charge issued by Transport for London for late or non-payment. According to the 2011 census, nearly 2 in 5, that's 37% of Elmbridge residents, commute to work in London. TfL has been approached for comment. Nicholas Martin, Elmbridge's Policy Community Safety Officer, said on Monday he thought it could push drivers that wanted to avoid heading into London to leave the A3 up Copson Lane towards Esher, already a congested route. Increased use by commuters of Elmbridge's car parks could lead to a lack of space for shoppers, for example in the Dittons, Hinchley Wood and Western Green, Claygate and East Molesey. Additional resident parking schemes and pay and display may have to be introduced, he said, and many who park in Richmond for Hampton Court Palace would instead park in on the Elmbridge side, negatively impacting on Hampton Court air quality management area. On the other hand, air quality could be improved if drivers in the area switched to compliant vehicles to avoid the charge. Air pollution contributed to the premature deaths of around 4,000 Londoners in 2019, and TfL estimate that expanding the zone to outer London could reduce traffic emissions of nitrogen oxide there by 6.9%. Mr. Martin said detailed analysis of impacts had not been possible in TfL's two-month consultation period, and they had not provided any modelling on air quality or traffic flow. The Borough Council's consultation response said such analysis will take time and we would hope for a delay in implementing the scheme to allow for this. There are concerns that Elmbridge businesses may have problems accessing materials if deliveries are coming in from or through London. A Borough Council report says small businesses continue to be impacted by the pandemic, energy price increases, inflation and supply chain issues. An expansion of the zone London-wide could see further increases in their cost base that could harm their future viability in an already uncertain time. Council leader Chris Sadler said, "We feel strongly that the residents of Elmbridge should see some kind of tangible benefit as a result of the payments being made by Elmbridge residents into the scheme. Spelthorne, Epsom and Yule and Tandridge and Reigate and Banstead also have more than one in five of their residents commuting into London." Waverley Borough Council has asked residents and visitors to avoid the famous sandy beach at French and Great Pond this weekend after a huge influx of visitors during the past few hot days caused numerous problems. According to the council, the problems on Saturday and Sunday last week included illegal and dangerous parking, barbecues, littering, dog fouling and abusive behaviour towards staff members. Staff reported collecting 79 bags of litter between Saturday morning and Monday morning, some of which had been dumped next to empty bins. Countryside rangers and enforcement officers also had to speak to several visitors who had lit barbecues or fires despite warning them not to. This was a particular concern given recent wildfires around the county, including the one that burned for much of last week at Bisley. The Frensham site, which is a special protected area and sanctuary for wildlife, also had problems with dogs defecating on the beach, dogs not permitted on the beach areas, elsewhere to protect ground nesting birds, dogs must be kept on a short lead between the months of March and August. Council officials also reported that some staff at the site have been subjected to verbal abuse and threatening behaviour by a number of visitors last week. As a result, it has appointed security guards to patrol the area and to support the team. Councillor Kia Morris, Waverley Borough Council portfolio holder for Health and Wellbeing, Parks and Leisure, said, "Our advice is please don't come to the site when it is hot as it will be very busy and the car park will fill up early. If there are no spaces in the car park, visitors are reminded not to park on surrounding roads, which can cause potential obstacles for emergency vehicles and cause traffic jams that they should either return home or visit somewhere else. The area is for people to enjoy, not destroy. It's the first and foremost a nature reserve. If you wish to drink and eat, take your litter home with you and do not endanger the plants and wildlife through inconsiderate behaviour. The volume of people visiting to the area in hot weather has regularly been more than the local infrastructure can handle in recent years. During lockdowns in 2020 and the summer of 2021, residents found that the designated parking area filled up, and on some occasions the police have had to close surrounding roads to traffic. Hundreds of Surrey parents cannot afford a school uniform for their child, a councillor has claimed, as calls for an emergency summit dealing with the cost of living crisis were thrown out. Liberal Democrat councillor Fiona White proposed a host of organisations draw up a joint county-wide plan to alleviate residents' financial pain, including Citizens Advice, food banks, trade unions, Chambers of Commerce and the legal advice charity Surrey Welfare Rights Unit. She said the energy prices more than doubling, inflation heading towards 11% and the highest tax burden since the 1940s, people were struggling and 450 people had been referred to a charity because they had no money left to buy their children's school uniform. Councillor Carla Morton, a Liberal Democrat, warned the county council could be well on the edge of a mental health crisis unless they act. People in debt are considered to be three times more likely to have considered suicide. But the majority Conservative group said they already were doing what they could, and one dubbed the Liberal Democrat motion nonsense. Council leader Tim Oliver said the council's Surrey Crisis Fund gives people at crisis points grants for energy bills, basic household goods or urgent repairs. He said, "I'm fully aware of the cost of living challenges. What we need to do is get more money into our residents' pockets now, and that is exactly what we're doing." Surrey County Council has launched an online health and welfare hub to provide residents with financial, health and general welfare information, and alongside this a community helpline for residents who would rather talk through their situation, to which council officer said the job centre referred one person who hadn't eaten for 5 days. The council was also providing £10,000 grants for cavity wall insulation, loft insulation or solar renewable technology for those on low income living in hard to heat homes, although the deadline for this has passed. It has also increased its match funding grants to the Community Foundation for Surrey, investing £500,000 to fund barriers placed by excluded groups to try and get them to enter the job market, and dedicated 1% rise in this year's council tax for mental health, early intervention and prevention. Councillor Oliver added that Surrey County Council agreed staff on the lowest pay grade would get a 7.85% increase to £10.24 an hour, with the percentage increase dropping further up the pay scale and no increase for top earners. "These are practical things we are doing," he said. "We can talk about crisis forever and we can have summits, but that's not what we should be doing." 40 councillors voted against the emergency summit proposal on July the 12th, while 19 were in favour. Councillor Will Foster, Liberal Democrat for Woking South, said he thought councillors would regret voting it down, and added, "To get everyone together across Surrey to share best practice would have been really helpful." To apply for the Surrey Crisis Fund for help with energy bills or basic household items like a fridge or washing machine, and for help where to turn to for financial advice, Surrey County Council's Community Helpline 0300 200 1008 is open Monday to Friday 9 till 5, excluding bank holidays. Community Foundation for Surrey takes funding applications for projects to advance physical and mental health or to reduce the disadvantaged and increase access to services. And the National Trust has announced it will not embark on a full restoration of Clowdon House and has instead decided to leave it as a dramatic ruin. Plans for the fire-ravaged 18th-century stately home, which were revealed last week, include conserving the building in its current state and making the spaces fully accessible using sensitively designed walkways and platforms. There will also be a new roof with public terraces and roof lights that will illuminate Clowdon's dramatic spaces. Visitors will be able to access the new roof and view the interior of the house from above, as well as breathtaking surrounding countryside. Clowdon House, designed by the vintage Italian architect Guillermo Leoni, was catastrophically damaged by fire in April 2015. The blaze completely destroyed the roof and many of the internal walls and floors, also with almost the decorative interiors, leaving a brick shell open to the elements and filled with several feet of fire-damaged collections and building debris. Initial work focused on protecting and stabilising the building and salvaging damaged collections and building materials. National Trust said that over subsequent years, specialist research and investigation conservation had revealed more and more about the house, with how it was originally designed, constructed and decorated. The Trust says its new approach responds to the evocative spaces created by the fire and the findings the team have uncovered. And that's a look at this week's stories in Surrey. This has been Brooklands Radio Surrey News Review with Graham Laycock, and you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1 and 7pm on Brooklands Radio, and you can keep up to date with the Surrey Advertiser and at Surrey Live. Brooklands Radio.